Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Oh, man, my name is Tyrone Wallace, man. I'm from Washington, D.C., born and raised. What I do for a living is I'm a pathology tech at the local hospital in Washington, D.C., but I am also three-time author, two-time published author, and the CEO of CoolThings.com, a streetwear brand.
Awesome. So let's talk more about like the streetwear brand. Obviously, that's what, why we're having you on. So I'm curious more about that brand, right? Like, what inspired you to start this business?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, during the pandemic, had a lot of little issues going on financially in Washington, D.C., couldn't work and things of that nature, and just wanted to do something different. Wanted to do something more. And I also, at that time, I was thinking about making sure that I build a strong foundation for my son piggyback off of, because I see where the wholesale retail market is going, far as with stores closing and all. I can see the future already. I already know the future is e-commerce.
100%.
Period. You know, when it comes to retail, wholesale, and things of that nature, and clothes and so forth, and fashion.
Right. So in terms of your brand, yeah, I mean, I'm curious, like, tell me just more about it. Like, you know, what type of products do you sell, and who is an ideal customer for you?
Oh, well, I sell mostly street brand, mostly hip hop style type of clothing. That's basically just streetwear. It's a streetwear brand. And my audience, of course, are youth, the younger generation, far as I can say from, I say around 16 years old all the way to like 55.
Okay.
You know, I sell a whole lot of things, but I also have my brand, which is called Hella Catch, but I also sell streetwear from other companies and so forth, so other brands.
Okay, so you have your own brand, but you're also sort of like a third-party company for other brands that you like, that, you know, kind of resonate with your audience.
Yes, 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 yes. And my brand is called Hella Catch.
Okay, so let's talk about Hella Catch. Like, what type of products? Is it also the streetwear products or more specific?
Yes, it's basically a streetwear brand also. Basically, the name Hella Catch come from just having that confidence and believing that you are a prized possession. You know how you someone is playing baseball and they be like, oh, the guy caught the ball. He caught the ball. It's a hell of a catch. That was a hell of a catch. Basically, just putting yourself in that same position of being that person that's being caught. Yes, and that's what I'm saying. So if you believe that you are a prized possession, Hella Catch is for you, because you believe you have that confidence that you are the prize. That's why it's called Hella Catch.
Well, I see that you're wearing a Hella Catch shirt right now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I'm actually wearing my brand right now. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So in terms of your customers, right, like, what have you done? Obviously, like you mentioned that you launched this brand during COVID back in 2020. But what have you done to actually get in front of your customers? Like, do you run ads? Do you do, like, you know, influencer marketing? How have you grown this business?
Yes. I started Cool Things and my brand. I just jumped head first. And I learned as I went on, communicating with different people that was already in that genre, communicate with people that's already in that niche. And basically what I did was I just jumped head first and just start learning as I go. I built my own website, had no website experience at all. I just did it, just like I did with my writing. It's the same thing. I just jump head first and I learn as I go. You know, it's just like right now, I don't know everything about e-commerce, but I know enough to do exactly what I'm doing now. So of course, to get my brand out, I started with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, of course. TikTok is like the number one thing, you know, right now. But so been running ads and so forth. And it took me, around a year and a half to even start seeing any sales, because people have to trust you first. People have to know you exist first. And they need to know why you exist too. And you need to build a community. That's the most important thing about owning a store online or anything. You have to build a community. Without a community, you'll fall flat on your face. And it's almost as if you don't exist, you know, even though you're trying, but you don't exist.
Hey, y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
So where does your community live? Like a Facebook group or like you know, where's your community?
Oh, but basically Facebook groups, Instagram groups, and just other streetwear brands that I communicate with constantly, actually. You know what I'm saying? And just finding out new things, learning new things, talking to people that already have been doing it, that has scaled their company up. You know, I haven't reached that level yet where I want to be, but I will get there. I will get there. It's just a matter of time.
For sure. So is it more so like, do you run like lots of email campaigns? Like, what is your vision? Like, what have you done to like continue to keep growing and reach your goals with this business?
Oh, basically what I've done, like for instance, give you a prime example, I'm taking it to the streets, you know, and I'm actually giving out free merch and stuff like that. So for, you know, just to get the name out there, you know what I'm saying? And I have a thing in my heart for like homeless people, man. And I go out and a lot of times I don't even record it. I just do it. But, you know, someone told me that, you know, which I know I should start recording it, you know, but I usually don't record it, you know, but I think that's where I'm heading, you know, just to go out and to have conversations and to find out why, you know, things are the way they are as far as like with the homeless people and so forth. Because I'm one of those guys that I see a homeless person, man, you can have five people ignoring that homeless person. I would acknowledge that homeless person. You know, I'm that person.
That's awesome. You know? So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in your business?
The biggest challenge is marketing, 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 marketing. That's the biggest challenge. You know, people always say you don't need money. You don't need a certain amount of money to make money. You do need money to make money. You may not need a ton of money to make money, but you need money to start.
Right.
Definitely need capital to start.
Right. So essentially it's more just like access enough capital to run the ads, for example, that you'd want to run. Because you're not like you haven't grown as much as you wanted to. Like once you grow, you can use that capital to reinvest.
Yes. Yes, yes. Because right now I'm at a point where as though I am making sales constantly. I wasn't making any sales for a whole year and a half, you know, and it was stressful. But I'm the type of person, I do not give up.
I
do not give up, and I won't give up. You know, no matter what it takes, I'm gonna get there, get to where I need to be. But definitely, I would say marketing is the toughest thing about starting a brand.
So marketing. Have you like watched YouTube videos? Like what have you done to improve your marketing?
I've watched tons of YouTube videos. I've actually learned step by step how to create ads and so forth. And but ads cost, you know, ads cost. They're not cheap. You know, they're not cheap. It's not like if you're going on TikTok or if you're going on Instagram, you can throw $8, $10, and you know, and you can rock the whole day. But with real ads, if you're going on Taboola and so forth, you need to be putting like at least $50 to $100 or $200 a day.
Right, that's a lot. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a different ball game.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just curious, right? Because like many brands today leverage technology like AI. So do you currently use AI?
No, not yet. But okay. I am gearing towards that direction. I'm okay. Definitely gearing towards
where do
that
you
direction.
Think that it could give you more value?
Well, as far as the AI?
Yeah. Like, what would you want to use it for?
I would mainly want to use it for content. Okay. Mainly for content. Because not that I suck at content, it's just that it probably can generate it better than I can.
Right. So just to help you get, like, more content out there in front of your audience, things like that.
Yes, of that nature. Just to get my get the brand name out there a little more. A lot of catchy content, that's, you know, and short, not too long. because people don't, attention span is a little off, But yeah,
Makes
basically.
sense. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh my God, that I can even start a business and be successful and even work towards being successful. That's the more main thing because, in my community where I grew up at and so forth, we tend to discredit ourselves unconsciously, and the pandemic had opened up a lot of people's eyes. A
For
lot of
sure.
people's eyes of what you can do with your life.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. There's like a lots of negative, but also lots of positive. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, I think it would be at a year from now. I believe that a year from now, my company will be generating at least 100K months.
Okay,
At
awesome. Yeah.
least, at
I
least.
love that. I love that. And we're rooting for you. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Oh yeah, my social media is on Instagram is Don't Get No Better. TikTok is actually Cool Things. And on Facebook is actually Cool Things. And then I have two pages on Facebook. One is my regular Facebook pages, which is Tyrone Wallace. You also can go on it, go on that. And my website is coolthings.com, KOOLTHANGZ.com.
Awesome. Well, Tyrone, we're rooting for you and thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate that, Dan. Talk to you
Thank you.
later, man.
See you, man. All right. Bye.
All right.